I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, my faith is restored a bit. I put up a poll today for the Dom Giordano show. Simple question. Which one do you want Cash Patel to get to the bottom of most? January 6th involvement by the FBI, cocaine in the White House, or Epstein? 83% say FBI involvement in January 6th. Only 13% Epstein. Yet yesterday on Fox and this morning on Fox, we saw a tremendous amount of back and forth with Dan Bongino and Patel. And I'll play those for you momentarily. It just stuns me at times. You're going to question these two guys when you hear them, both with Brett Baer, then on the morning show today, say they saw the footage and he killed himself. I see on Twitter, that just leads to more down the rabbit hole of people saying, yeah, well, Bill Barr was a cleanup guy for the CIA. We know that he ordered it and they did it. It must be easy to live in a world like that where that's the expected reaction. All right, so we got a bunch of other things. First, let's take a bit of a victory lap for Talk Radio 1210. We asked More Than the Curb to come on. I understand why they may not want to, given the back and forth we had with them over in White Marsh Township. But if you missed the news, last night they met all of 10 minutes, maybe not even, and they just voted 5-0, I believe, ultimately it was. One was online to say, yes, we're going to hold the parade with enhanced security measures. Now, that still leaves me with this gang, with the cop and the whole thing. We told you on the show yesterday that some officials there were shaking down vendors and others if they said something negative on social media about this craziness. So what's the lesson to be learned here? Well, I'll give you one part of it. That Talk Radio 1210 and Talk Radio 1210 listeners, when we shine the light on it, because let's face it, nobody else in the media, including really More Than the Curb, the newspaper online out there in the beginning, was that critical of it. Not calling it out as bizarro world. Not calling it out, are you kidding me? And listeners around the area were shining the light on this. You know, and the idea, well, why are we involved? We're involved anywhere that we want to be, first of all. That's always my mantra. And where there is a sense, we don't want this to spread. a sense, this is the lesson is, this is a classic example of these petty little tyrants and this police chief who's half cocked on this whole thing, making stuff up, and then not backing down. Well, they backed down. Why? Because people were aroused by this. They were saying, we love this parade. Are you kidding me? So I don't know what the added security measures might be. Whatever they want to do, good on them. They're going to hold the parade now. I think it's a lesson of course, the people in the community, one of our listeners who started that petition, the people that showed up for all these meetings. But it's also a lesson of the power of Talk Radio 1210, and I can't see it any other way. I'm proud of it. But yeah, well, what business is it of yours? We get this all the time. What do you mean, what business is it of ours? Are you putting a fence around White Marsh Air? No, it is our business. It is business anywhere where there is a wrong being committed that has public interest, and this certainly did. People were interested in this because we're tired of these type of people. Now, it was unusual, was it not? Here's another lesson learned from it. And I'd love to hear from you, 855-839-1210. Now that this has changed pretty suddenly, I'll give you the other lesson. I am as pro-cop as anybody you're going to find, but I am not pro-idiot cops. I've never have been, and I never will. And this police chief was idiotic. Oh, Dom, he's a cop. Don't you support law enforcement? Yeah, we support law enforcement and have credibility because we support them when they're right or when there's a gray area, like Mark Dial in the Kensington shooting, because we realize the difficulties of the job. But when something is this ludicrous, no. We don't support anybody. At least I don't. You got to call them when you see them. For example, Trump with the tariffs. I'm not enamored what he did in the beginning with the tariffs. Now, what happened with this court is another example of lawfare that's going to be overturned. The president does have the power in this. And this really undercuts him internationally. One more thing on law enforcement. This shooting over on City Line Avenue, guys. You know, I once sat on the head of the commissioners out there in Lower Merion, quite a shootout. I'm always going to call it City Line Avenue. Because on the suburban side of the line, not as much bad stuff happens. Isn't that funny? On the Philadelphia side of the line, if I were a criminal and I'm running down City Line Avenue, which side am I running to? Oh, man, let me get to the Philadelphia side. Why? Lenient juries, Larry Krasner. Progressives, oh yeah, I'm not going to the Lower Merion side. So yesterday, this shooting, 40 shots at least, out there near what, Presidential and City Line, at some guy, you wonder why, I'm not going to blame the victim, but you wonder why he's being shot at like this, and then he crashes into a guy in a Mercedes-Benz, 30 shots, I believe, he got hit by one, and 30 or so hit his vehicle. Now, just in the space of a couple of days here in Krasnerland, and this was in Krasnerland, you see what's operational out there. It's a Wild West. And this one was more severe because, you know, the people that were firing at each other, whatever they were doing, are in the middle of Fairmount Park at 10:30 at night. This is 6 o'clock. Roe had just come through there at an earlier point right by there. These are maniacs. And again, I don't care what they do with each other if this is some kind of criminal activity. But when they're doing it around innocent people in this manner, it's frightening to think. And what's the other side say? Well, what does Sherelle Parker or Krasner or whatever? Oh, automatic weapon fire or something of that nature. This should be a life imprisonment thing. Recklessly endangering how many people firing on City Line Avenue in this manner, in a parking lot of a hotel with people coming and going. Just wild. It's a Wild West. Now, it's not solely Krasner, but he's a large part of it. The Philadelphia mentality is a part of it, that you're going to have stuff like this. And it's one thing, sadly, if you have these shootings, you know, between drug gangs, one-on-one or whatever, but just wildly firing away with all those people in a busy thoroughfare. And yes, it will always be City Line Avenue. The line divides the side where there is some degree of law and order from the side where Exhibit A would be Larry Krasner. Where is that law and order? All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get on board. Now, the Epstein matter, here is, first of all, I want to play Bongino first, Henry. Dan Bongino, who and Brett Baer confronted Kash Patel last night with a Dan Bongino Trump conspiracy clip and wanted to know what he had to say about it. But Bongino was on this morning on Fox and Friends. This is Cut 15. Here's what Dan Bongino said about Jeffrey Epstein and why he says Epstein committed suicide.
What happened with Epstein? Can you say with confidence, as a lot of people, you used to be their guy when it comes to podcasts, appearing on Fox News, but now as a law enforcement officer, can you say we have all the information?
Well, I'm never going to say we have all of it. And people ask me all the time, are these cases closed? And whether they're closed administratively is irrelevant. If new tips come in, we're absolutely going to follow them. And that's why I always put out, if you have additional information, please let us know. Those two cases obviously are of significant public interest. I'm just telling you what we see in the file. I just want to be crystal clear on this. I am not asking anyone to believe me. I'm telling you what's there and what isn't.
Right.
There is nothing in the file at this point on the Epstein case, and there's going to be a disclosure on this coming shortly. We are working through some. There is video. That is something the public does not
know. There's video of him killing himself.
No, not the actual act, but there, the entire MCC Bay, it was only one camera. There were other. There's video that when you look at the video, and we will release, that's what's taken a while on this. We are working on cleaning it up to make sure you have an enhanced, and we're going to give the original so you don't think there were any shenanigans. You're going to see there's no one there but him.
Right.
There's just nobody there. So I say to people all the time, if you have a tip, let us know. But there's no DNA. There's no audio. There's no fingerprints. There's no suspects. There's no accomplices. There's no tips. There is nothing. If you have it, I'm happy to see it. There's video clear as day. He's the only person in there and the only person coming out. You can see it.
All right. Now, I like Dan Bongino, but let me say this. As far as conspiracy stuff and all, when he was in talk radio, yeah, he goes that way. I try not to. Now, it would be to my advantage as a talk radio host. It's almost like a calling card. Oh, egging thing on with Epstein. So I'm happy to see at Dom Show 1210, Dom Show 1210 right now, it's 82.5 of the people that have voted saying they want the first thing, the main thing. They want the FBI involvement in J6, then Epstein, and then the cocaine in the White House is 2.5%. You can vote right now at Dom Show 1210. So what do you make of it? What kind of wild stuff? Isn't it nice with conspiracy? You can just say wild stuff. And then if one happens to hit like a meteor someday, and look, fair play, Bongino traded in this. I wouldn't say he was the worst. But I mean, he was in talk radio and all, and egging on the audience. He would get into this type of stuff. He doesn't like it now. And I understand, Dan. And I think he's being honest. Now, the thing is, there are a lot of files, a lot of records, a lot of stuff there with the Epstein case that have not been released. They got to release it. I'm in agreement with that. But what is this predilection? It is better than sex for some people. I stand by that. I've said it for 30 years. The saliva drip that you get with this. Bongino, Patel, I'll play you him, both saying it is what it is there. Yeah, well, what about, we keep moving goalposts. All right, Henry, you look like you're itching there.
I don't buy anything Bongino's selling here. None of it.
So what's their motivation?
How can you say that, we have to digitally, alter and remaster this one grainy video of one video
and
camera
see,
in the entire
see,
cell?
And then at the end of
his interview, right. Say here, it's clear as day.
Right. Well,
that's contradictory.
They have seen it, meaning...
He didn't say in that clip he's seen it. He said, we have video of it. We have evidence.
He's seen it.
He didn't say
he's seen it.
I don't think he said he saw it.
He said we have the file.
We have the file. He didn't say I've watched it personally. He said we're cleaning it up.
He said, and we'll show you the grainy form of it. And again, it can be grainy so that... it might be a little bit indistinct, but you'll see if there's another person.
But then he said clear as day at the end.
What he said, there is no audio. There's no forensic. There's no DNA. There's no anything like that.
Now, so is he saying there's no audio and no, you know, right. for with this
That's
video?
Right. That's right. That's
so how can you know for sure what happened in that cell? Because it's not directly on the cell, right?
It's just there's one camera. He did say that. And I'm sure, like all these things, they're a bit grainy. Yeah. And they should. I would release it right now. I would release the grainy part. Then I would release the enhanced. I would just put it all out there. Why this drive with this particularly? Why?
Because he's such a high-profile person, and it doesn't make sense for him to just, I don't know, go to jail and end it all right there.
It does make sense with this guy. Well,
with bed sheets?
Now, if somebody aided and abetted or allowed stuff to be used there, et cetera, I'm open to hear that. Now, I would release all of it. But again, we're dealing with guys who were the biggest, maybe not the biggest, Cash Patel and Bongino, would routinely go down this. So are they covering for Trump? Is that what it is?
It could be, or it could be something bigger than that.
All right.
I also think, again, it goes back to the files thing. Like,
yeah.
People can omit stuff from the files. People can, right. you know, mess up a file. They can write it the way they want.
Well, it sends to
and
me,
then,
you're
and
never
And then you
gonna...
give it to the next guy, which is Bongino and them, and then Bongino looks through and he goes, yeah, this looks good. Because he doesn't
know. It's a camera.
Know.
We would know if they...
I got to see this footage then.
All right. Well, I would release the footage. Okay. 855-839-1210, you can get
Especially if there's no audio with it.
Right. Well, you're not going to see, if you don't see other people in there, and this would be complicated, more complicated to kill them, I think we would see it. All right, so 855-839-1210, which one is more important to you, FBI involvement in J6? I don't think that's conspiratorial because we know the FBI was involved. It's just... the full level of this, that's supposed to come out. Cocaine in the White House is interesting to me because I hate Hunter Biden, and I know it's Hunter Biden deep down. Or Epstein. And again, if you want in talk radio conspiracy every second, well then, I guess that can be done. So, which Bongino do you want? Do you want Bongino to go back to doing conspiracies in talk radio, or Bongino telling you what he thinks? So that's a conspiracy. And Patel's in on it, too. They ought to release all the file. If there's anything in there for national security that needs to be retracted or redacted, that should have been done by now. I would just tell them, maybe they're surprised. I would say, guys, you were in talk radio, Dan. You got to know people love this type of stuff. That's the bottom line here. All right, 85, am I covering up? Oh, yes, that's right.
Dom's in on it.
That bag of money is there. They're going to make me, I'm going to be heading up the whole cabinet because of this cover-up. Did you get that over at the Trump administration? Yeah, Tom, cover-up. Gotcha. Great job today. You had them flying all over the place, Dom. All right. I'm glad Dan's taking a respite here. 855-839-1210. Side question today. Today is JFK's birthday. We've come up with a brand new side question on this. We want to know, given where society is today, and I have three big reasons. Somebody who, what they've done clearly that we know, is overlooked for one of three reasons. I mean, bad stuff. One, society's changed. So maybe, I don't think that's the main reason why Kennedy still skates. Maybe the person is alive and they're redeemed, like Michael Vick, who I think is a redeemed individual. Now, he can't be president for running a dogfighting ring, but short of that, he's able to be out there in the mainstream. A third reason people get a pass is because their ideology is right. Kennedy. So he gets a pass. I'm going to take off the board Michael Vick as an example of redeemed. Now, here's one I don't think is going to be able to advance because of what she did. Kristi Noem. Shooting the dog, writing about it in the book. Does she get a pass because her ideology is right with some people? Does she get a pass because she's redeemed? I don't see a pass coming there. So we're looking for somebody. Here's an example. President Trump, with his track record with marriage, years ago, and that's many years ago, and it's a good thing. If you were divorced in that manner, even Trump would have trouble running for president. You couldn't be divorced. You had to stick it out. Rockefeller was an example. So in the past, you're a divorced guy, usually a man, running for president. That's, you're not going to win. That's going to be a big problem. We've gotten past that, rightfully so. Henry, who's yours?
Yeah. How about I take off someone whom you might celebrate, but me and Dan absolutely do not, and that would be one Thomas Edison.
Thomas Edison,
you know, obviously seen as this great inventor,
even though
he was only stealing it from Tesla. And in addition to that, in order to test these, electric currents he was doing, he was zapping them. He was zapping animals test those currents. So,
I didn't know that.
Well, not exactly a great guy with the electricity there.
Back in the day, that was allowed. So
yeah.
Now we're in a different era where I hear you. Yes. So you got Edison's a good example, even though I differ with it. All right. Somebody you believe it gets a pass today because society's changed, their ideology is right, or they're redeemed. They're viewed as redeemed, so they get away with it. Also, Epstein or J6 FBI involvement. All right, your calls are next. 855-839-12.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. TNC supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
1210. Okay, it is Dom time. 855-839-1210. You got the side question. It's a little bit more complicated. JFK birthday. somebody who kind of gets away with it. We moved on one reason or another. It doesn't stick. I say it will stick with Kristi Noem, though. You know, running for president or something like that. That's a little bit different. All right. And the Epstein thing, you heard Dan Bongino from Fox and Friends this morning. Here's a little bit. Here's a little bit where Brett Baer confronted. This is Cut 20, Cash Patel with his Dan Bongino Trump conspiracy clip to get Cash Patel in the hot seat last night. Cut 20.
Do you think actual prosecutions will come from some of this stuff?
I think from some of this stuff, when we go back and look at things like the pipe bomber case, the cocaine in the White House, January 6th, and Crossfire Hurricane, the prosecutorial decisions will lay at the Department of Justice. But we are rigorously investigating them, and I think we've developed some great leads. And I also think we're not going to wait for any blue ribbon commissions. That's up to Congress. If they want to do that, that's totally fine. They're a coordinate branch of government. But we've got answers coming on all these matters.
You promise?
I do.
Your deputy, before he became deputy, said this.
Like many people, I believe the FBI knows the identity of this pipe bomber on January 6th, 4 years ago, and just doesn't want to tell us because it was an inside job.
Why didn't they find the bomber, the pipe bomber? You know, they know who the pipe bomber is. The FBI knows who it is.
Does the FBI know who it is?
The FBI, under me and Dan Bongino's leadership, has reestablished that investigations of great public importance that almost blew up the DNC and RNC in Washington, D.C., an area in which then Vice President Harris was in the vicinity of, is something that needs to be answered. And we learned that FBI leadership in the prior administration slow rolled and basically shut that investigation off. So we turned it on. And we have some great leads. And Dan is actually going to talk about that when he does Fox and Friends tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. These guys seem like they're methodically dealing with this. And I think, I'm pleased that people said, no, the J6 thing, I need to know that more than Epstein. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210. Hit me on the side question, too. Somebody who kind of got away with it, you know, and things change. They're liberal, usually, like Kennedy. I mean, Kennedy history, people saying, oh, yeah, look at this guy. Look at what he was doing. You don't hear them saying it tarnished his legacy or his image that much. So you're not going to do that with JFK. And then if they're alive, but they appear to be redeemed, America's a nation of second chances. Yeah, that's true, too. There are a lot of them. Hit us with one that you really like. And you heard the whole Epstein exchange with Bongino. Here's a little bit of the exchange with a little bit more with Cash Patel. Here he says the same thing, that Epstein killed himself. Cut 6. All right, that's okay. All right, so with Cash Patel, we have him saying that Epstein killed himself. If you have that one, Henry. Okay.
I'm on the phone here.
Okay, all right.
What you asking for?
Yes, cut 6. Yeah.
Former FBI Director Chris Wray eventually admitted to Congress there were 26 FBI confidential human sources in around the Capitol January 6th, but not actual agents. Can you say that's true? Are there more than that? What you're learning from that?
I can say that that is definitely a piece of the truth. Why it took a ton of time for and questioning in Congress for the director to get that point is what I'm trying to eliminate from the FBI. If Congress asks you a question under oath, whether or not there were sources in around January 6th at the Capitol, you as the director of the FBI need to know that and not deflect and give a DC answer. You have to be prepared for that. And that's the answer we're giving. That's the answer Chris Wray should have given.
And eventually everybody's going to know the whole picture.
Yeah, because the American people deserve that. And look, no one's more frustrated than me. Remember, I was chief of staff of the Department of Defense on January 6th. We said that we were ready, and the president had previously authorized the National Guard to be there days in advance. I spent 2 years, a small fortune, grand juries, to testify to the truth. And what happens now, years later? We were right. Bowser and Pelosi rejected that offer. And instead of figuring out how to prevent security lapses like that ever again, the American public spent tens of millions of dollars and countless hours on TV listening to conspiracy theories because those in positions of leadership failed to tell the American public the truth.
But there is a lot of conspiracy theories out there.
There are.
The Epstein thing, you dealt with Maria, you said, as far as you know, he killed himself.
I'm telling you, he killed himself.
All right, I'm telling you, Henry, he killed himself. There you go.
As far as he knows.
No, he didn't say that. He said, I'm telling you, he killed himself. How many more words do we have to splice, put in, don't put in? That was the clearest one. That's why I wanted to get to the end of that. All right. We'll take your calls coming up at 855-839-1210. I have more on this A.B. Hernandez, the guy who is poised to win the California Championships this weekend, and how they're going to award medals. You will not believe the medal awarding that will go on. But here's how you get in. 855-839-1210.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, it is Dom time. So the Epstein thing. Now we're told to believe old Dan Bongino. Who? Come on, let's check the card of Dan Bongino in talk radio. Conspiracy, conspiracy, conspiracy. So suddenly, Bongino, Cash Patel's written books on this. Neither one of them can be trusted on this. Well, okay. Who would be credible if they said it? And the answer is nobody. Once people or significant numbers want a conspiracy, and I get why in the case of this guy, I get how did he go on. We know how he was going on this number of years and everything else. The reason was he was connected somehow or another, gathering intelligence, Prince Andrew, Clinton, God knows who. That's it. Do people want him dead? Yes. A lot of people wanted him dead. Without a doubt. But you're telling me now that Patel and Bongino are going out there, given their track record, going down this path. So does it point toward President Trump? Is he in on it too? Wow, now it's a conspiracy of conspiracies. Or do you think Trump would allow Patel and Bongino to be doing this? It would get at Clinton, Prince Andrew, God knows who else. Then you have the theory, well, it would bring down the world. So the only way you're going to believe it is if we say he was killed by X, etc. That's the only thing we'll satisfy. I'm not the one saying this. All I have is what you have publicly. I don't have inside sources on this. But I would say, if you're going against Bongino and Patel on this, you're going against two guys who climb the ladder by going after conspiracy, some of which I agree with. They were obvious. They're not conspiratorial. They're not hidden. So why would it happen? Because of good old idiots and incompetency. Now you can say, well, they intentionally put these dummy guards in there, knowing that there would get to be, you know, opportunity here at something, that Epstein would kill himself. Yeah, that I could see, of course. We know how incompetent they were. I don't know whatever punishment they got or did not get. Well, why don't you have somebody there just watching him 20? Because they don't do that. They should. I'm in agreement on that. This should be as much as humanly possible. But just imagine, we're dealing with prison, the government, etc. Incompetency is their watchword. You know, think of the city of Philadelphia being in charge of anything and the result you're going to get. All right, let me go to Paul in South Philly. He's in on talk. Okay. Let me go to Christine. Hey, Christine, welcome in. Christine, are you there? Yo, Christine.
Hi, Dom. It's Chrissy Ballster, not specifically about this, but tied to the White Marsh news.
Oh, okay. Yes.
That rolled out late yesterday.
Yes, Christine. Yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah, so just wanted to follow up with you and the listeners. I know you all have heard. I know there's been discussion on this and some other township news over the last 24 hours, but we're in high spirits here in White Marsh. We've got a good old grassroots story here, a win. Over the past 2.5-3 weeks, thank you to your help as well. The community showed up, we spoke out, and we got it done. We've got our parade back in White Marsh.
What do you attribute it to, though? There's got to be some sane voice here, Christine, that moved the needle or some event. Because the meeting I went to, and I apologize, I didn't see you there. The guy who was just apologizing and all, not transparent, that was okay. I thought mm-hmm. there'd be a big reveal, and then the police chief gets up and says nothing other than what we knew. And then this report, more than a curve, I got to give them credit, saying they were sending officials out to bother vendors who just said mm-hmm. that weakness begets weakness. What's the lesson other than your great efforts to petition? I mean, what turned them around finally?
You know, it wasn't luck. We've been talking a lot over the past 2 to 3 weeks. This was hard work, specifically from the community. It was a collaborative effort from the neighbors. You know, we did the work for the board and the township, I'd say. We showed them the way to make this parade happen, that it was a must. It was a necessity, not just a nice idea that potentially they could cut at a whim. I got to be honest with you. I don't know how much you heard from last night's very short meeting, but it was a walk in the park for the board. It was less than 10 minutes and done. So that's the power of community in action. You're right. Notably absent from last night's meeting was our finance director, Kevin. So now he is one of two individuals under investigation stemming from that email exchange that you mentioned, which was retaliating against a resident for a Facebook comment. We've heard More Than the Curve has done a phenomenal job on this, continuing to push forward. We heard that it's tied to a personnel issue. And according to the chief, he mentioned that no officers were directly involved and that it was a single employee in an admin role who spoke with Kevin Barron specifically. So we'll see. We'll learn more. Not a good look for the township, I'd say, but we will celebrate the brief, short win from last night's meeting.
Well, it's not the township. It's also the lesson is here with his chief. And all the chiefs of police that I spoke with, Christine, said the same thing. They don't get it. We live in a world. I mean, look at the shooting out on City Line Avenue at almost height of rush hour yesterday, that we have to give a little bit to participate. If there were even a vague threat, let alone a credible one, then you definitely have to look at that. This parade, a lot of little kids and all that. So the lesson is that this just is not the way you ought to be jumping into this. You know, the best point made out of all this, it was by you. It was there in front of me, but I glanced over it, that White Marsh was a scene in the Revolutionary War with battle, well, if not battles, you know, back and forth, bloodshed, yep, et cetera. 250th anniversary coming up next year. This is the last place that ought to be doing this.
The last place. I think there are a lot of missteps. And unfortunately, what has unraveled in the past 2.5 weeks has raised more questions than answers. We've got a simple ask. It's not going to stop. Discussions are going and the pressure is going to continue into the June 12th next meeting and beyond. The township is urging the board to learn from these tough lessons, one that we just experienced. They need to commit to transparency, to collaboration, of which we've heard did not happen across emergency teams and those resources, those experts within the community. And no more rubber stamps, no more backroom politics, at least not to the degree that we are seeing today. So the community, the White Marsh community, deserves leadership. We're ready to put the people first from a community aspect. Now we're asking the same from the board and the township.
Well, Christine, thank you very much. Just keep us in the loop and great work. I like how measured you were. I'm glad the morning show with Nick and with me, we were able to add, a level to this that hopefully lessons learned here, and you're going to have a great parade on July 4th. I'm going to be in town, so I got to stop by and see that eighth of a mile.
Yes, excellent. Dom and everyone at 1210, thank you so much. You all rock. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Christine. All right, and Christine's a listener, so there's that. All right, let me go to Paul in South Philly on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Paul, good morning.
Good morning, sir. It's a pleasure speaking to you. The point I want to make is I worked in a county jail, and when we used to have somebody that was suicidal, allegedly, or otherwise, right, we would put them into a cell by themselves. We would put them into what we call a suicide shroud, which is the AK known as a oven mitt, which was very very strong material that they couldn't tear or use anything to make any kind of knots or anything like that. They had a bunk with nothing on it.
Right.
And the cell was lit. It was a camera in there, and we had a guy watching it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as long as they were suicidal. So to me, Bongino saying that Epstein killed himself was saying, like, what's his name? Like, Oswald was the lone shooter who shot Kennedy.
Well, he was the shooter, that Oswald that shot Kennedy, but that's for another conspiracy in another day, Paul. But do you know the history of Dan Bongino? Why would Dan Bongino want to get up there and embarrass himself? Yesterday he cried, or this morning, because his wife is living in Florida. He's divorced from her in the sense of separated because of his job, and she's in Florida. Why would he do all that and then lie about this, Paul? Do you ever think about that?
You know, I thought about it, and it almost seems to me that there's other, and I don't even want to say conspiracy theories, but there's some pressure on him to make it look like, first of all, I don't care if they say video, audio, whatever. You can have with AI today and with all the different.
Well, then you're not.
Techniques.
But, Paul, wait a minute. You got across my question. Why would a guy give up talk radio, and he was a national leader, be estranged from his wife because she's in Florida. They're in love, but they separate because of the job. And then do this. Why?
Honestly, I think he may have a self-destructive nature. And this is a way of him, if he does fail, he can say, well, it wasn't really my fault. But actually, it was just something that I was following policy or I was following the official line or whatever. But it almost sounds like he's got a self-destructive personality, but he has it in such a way that he has to justify it through an official.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Paul. Or look, what would be the easier and feather in your cap here? And the easier and feather in your cap, given these two guys are sensitive to where Trump supporters probably want them to go, to say that, no, Epstein was killed. It would be a bigger feather in their cap. So do you really want to say the big guy is pushing them to do that? President Trump, you really want to attack President Trump in this? Is that where it goes? No, it would be a feather in their cap to say, we believe Epstein was killed. And whatever, you know, some of the stuff that you would bring up, some of the stuff we've heard, why was he allowed to do that? That would be the feather in their cap. They would be heroes. They got in there. They're spilling their guts. It was covered up all this period of time. Prince Andrew, they're going to go after Clinton, et cetera, and other elements, deep state, this and that. That's exactly what would make them heroic. Doing this, what powerful force would control them? You really have to answer that. There's only one, President Trump. Come on, you believe Trump wants to cover up Epstein? Trump was smart enough with Epstein that he's not, there's no connection to anything remotely that he has to worry about that I see with Epstein. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That will get you in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All we need you to do is just push #1210. Hit us on the side question, too. Somebody who has essentially gotten away with it, in the sense maybe they're redeemed, they're perceived better now. God, with the pardons that's going on, just a quick note on that. I don't care if it's Trump. I don't care if it's Biden. I would limit the power of pardon. I don't know how to do it with the chief executive. But no, I'm not pardoning young boy NBA. Give me a break. You know, get another name. Just the pardoning stuff is way, those goofballs that were reality stars. No, just had the looks of them. Oh, everything's overreach. You know, this sounds like Larry Krasner. We make ourselves sound ridiculous. And we can say, well, look at Biden. Yes. Don't we all agree deep down? Too cavalier, the power. I don't like the woman that's in charge of the pardons. I don't care what Hannity says. Hannity's a hypocrite on this. The Johnson woman. She was leading a drug cartel. Yeah, but that's overreach. Okay, let them all out. Pardon everybody. Do you want the power of the president to pardon to be curtailed? Yes or no? It's a simple answer. I don't know how we'd set a limit. I don't know what we would do. I don't want to take it away completely. I realize the power of that and what was intended. But this is just ludicrous, the numbers that are being racked up. Are you buying it? It's overreach, Dom. I'm telling you, it's all overreach. Well, that's what the Krasner people say. Nobody did anything in Philadelphia. The people that shot up that car on City Line yesterday. Ah, come on now. They're living under pressure. Drug gang work is tough. 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Now that we're clearing all the conspiracy debris here, somebody's kind of infiltrated, not in a mean way. They think I might be sympathetic, my Twitter, because we have Scott Presler on every Monday. This woman who's got a beef with Scott Presler, she's one of these audit the vote conspiracy nuts, that Scott Presler is a large part of the problem, like he's the front man for mail-in balloting. Scott Presler has done more for the cause than anybody I'm in touch with in any way, shape, or form in helping win the last election. And he's dead right, and we still have the dead-end gang out there that's going to tell us that if you're for mail-in balloting, given always being on top of it, then you're part of the problem. These losers, that's what you are, just stone-cold losers. You want to be in your little caves, your little substacks, and all the rest of it, preaching about you're the enemy within. We've won this battle. Linda Kearns, one of our honorees at Dom Day in Wildwood this year, is one of the reasons why. The Secretary of Defense. Yeah, well then show up with your mail-in ballot and deliver it days before. You know what it's about. It's the math. Why would we still? Because it gives them power. They're all on podcasts, conspiracy mongering. Conspiracy's better than sex. Oh, it's rigged. Hey, newsflash, we won the last time. And if we do a little bit better in mail-in balloting this time, we're going to win the midterms. Yeah, but take your yeah buts and go somewhere else, okay? We got it covered here in Pennsylvania with Presler, with Linda Kearns, with Whatley. Again, would I like to go back? Sure, we win easier if you can just vote on election day and you have to go through an absentee ballot process. But we're not going to go back there until we win the governor's office. And we're not going to do that unless we do mail-in balloting. Can we check that box? Apparently not. I'm just seeing it crop up on my Twitter and going after Scott Presler, of all people. All right, Joe in Columbus, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Dom. As far as Bongino goes, I saw a tale of two personalities. You know, the tough guy he was on his podcast and how convicted he was and how he changed. And with that, I'd like to present Exhibit A, Amy Coney Barrett. She was going to be the best thing for the Supreme Court, and she's done nothing but make us question her. So something, abstractly, I got to believe something happens when you get in that beltway. Who knows what it is?
But wait a minute, Joe. It's Kash Patel, too, the director of the FBI. Both of them.
Maybe something inflicted both of them. I mean, you can't sit there on your podcast and say something's dirty in the state of Denmark,
right,
and then go to work and say, oh, no, it's not. No, it's not. Something needs to be looked at more here.
Well, do you hear President Trump saying anything? Why is he not saying something?
Well, maybe he needs to tackle them. Maybe there's some work going on behind the scenes where, you know, he's saying, hey, guys, I didn't hire you for this. So we got to do some damage control. But there's something that happens to these people that, you know, when they get in there, they take on a whole different work ethic and personality.
Well, Joe, with all due respect to that, I see Amy Coney Barrett, we miss the signs, but Bongino, particularly with what he's given up, and he wants to go back to talk radio. Here's a question for you. If what we saw this morning is the final word on what Bongino says, can he go back to talk radio?
If Anthony Weiner can go to talk radio, anybody can.
All right.
You know, to answer your question, you know, there's, like you said yesterday, power is an aphrodisiac. It's stronger than money. You get power, you will have money someday. He's probably salvaging. He could be salvaging something that, you know, he may be up against. Who knows?
All right. But, we continue, Joe. We're indifferent now. Who's your person?
My guy has ticked me off for the last four decades, and I used to scream at the TV every time he was heading the Senate Ethics Committee. Excuse me. I used to scream at the TV saying, can you just point beyond this guy and say, if anybody's going to preach mm-hmm. ethics to me, can you get somebody else in here? Because he left somebody in a creek right. to die, and that's Ted Kennedy.
That is a good one. That's a real good one. I would counter that by saying, you know what? It always comforted me. He never became president. And I would predict no further Kennedys are going to become president. I know, given what he did get away with. All right. 855-839-1210. So JFK birthday. You got the side question. You can get in on Epstein. Coming up, YouTube alert. We're going to show you video of a 3-year-old run over by an e-bike in New York that's calling a lot of attention. I know I knew I was going to talk about this today, so when I get out today, I look three times. from my car because it's the most obvious thing. Where we park, the bike lane is 6 inches away. It's obvious to get out. It's not like you're crossing with red lights and trucks coming at you. And you have maniacs coming 30 or 40 miles an hour downhill right here in Center City, Philadelphia. It's like the expressway. All right, phone lines. 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.